In my 50s, I would often experience being awakened from a deep and sound sleep by excruciating pain in my calves. My wife suggested I try these tiny white pills, two or three placed under the tongue, that she found to be effective in relieving and preventing these cramps. I tried them and they worked. On the label was printed the word homeopathic. This was my introduction to homeopathy, and later she introduced me to other remedies, including Arnica Montana for bruises and other muscle spasms. Each of these treatments, for me, proved to be safe and effective. They were also inexpensive, did not require a prescription, and were readily available at our local health food store. If these remedies were this good, why were they not prescribed and recommended by physicians? Furthermore, why did media try to dismiss the benefits of homeopathy and accept the word of skeptics without looking at the scientific data? My guest this week on Vox Novus, Ananda Moore, asked these same questions. Ananda began as a skeptic of homeopathy until a profoundly transformational experience while backpacking through India and experiencing homeopathy for herself. She always knew that she wanted to dedicate her life to helping others, and instead of going to law school, she decided to pursue homeopathy as a career. Ananda graduated from the Ontario College of Homeopathic Medicine in 2005, went on to study around the world with some of the most highly recognized homeopaths, and became co-owner of Riverdale Homeopathy, a clinic, bookstore, dispensary, and general hub for everything homeopathic in North America. She served on the Council of the Homeopathic Regulatory Body of Ontario, as well as the board of the Ontario Homeopathic Association. Her path also took her on another journey, a quest to find out why so many questioned the efficacy of homeopathy. Using her wonderful storytelling and theatrical background, she produced and directed a breathtaking and moving film of this journey. The film is called Magic Pills, Homeopathy, Promise or Placebo.